Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. It's Friday, day before Saturday. And that must mean it's time for Mudtoe at Midnight. So it is. And I'm your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. I am maintaining low tones because, as you've probably already noticed, this is a cell phone episode, which means that I am not at home on my computer. I am at my parents' home here in the Midwest. And they sleep. I mean, it's midnight. They're asleep. And I don't want to wake them up. So you may have to turn your internet radio up just a bit to be able to hear me tonight. It's not me trying to be seductive or anything. It's just I don't want to wake up the household while I'm doing the show, because then I have to answer all sorts of awkward questions like, who are you talking to? And that's just a hassle. But I do thank you for joining me this evening, as I always do several times during every episode we have here. This is my weekly exercise, whereby I communicate with the outside world, because I don't do that very often. Not terribly effectively, anyway. I feel this show, not that my other connection to people outside my immediate circle is Facebook, and I don't communicate effectively on Facebook. I was on Twitter for a while, and I really don't communicate effectively on Twitter. It's Facebook, whatever I type on there, I just go back and I look at it and say, that isn't what I wanted to say at all. And it's odd. I was going to say ironic. I don't think it's ironic, but I think it's odd that in this format, where it's just me talking into a microphone and not really editing myself in any way, that the expressions that come out on this show seem to be more accurate. Accurate is probably not the right word. More reflective of my state of mind than anything that I write for social media, which is odd because I fancy myself a writer. But really, I fancy myself a healer of society, and my modality is the written and spoken word. So spoken goes in there too. The written part I just have to work on. And it's not that I dislike my writing. I like it very much. I'm talking about the writing that's formal writing that I write, and I look over it again, and I change it, and I swap words and all that. I think that's pretty good. What I don't think is good is that's what I do just to flow there for social media kind of stuff, where I'm trying to match other people for cleverness, and it just doesn't seem to work. I think I am basically clever in many ways, but I seem to need a lot of rehearsal to be clever. Now I'm contradicting myself, because I think I'm clever sometimes on the radio show. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know. I would need you to tell me that. Am I clever on the radio show? I think I am sometimes. But if you think I'm clever on the radio show, you can write me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. That's mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which, as I just said, is not my favorite mode of communicating, but if I don't have any other choice, and that's Mudtoe Sasquatch. And then you can also find mudtoesasquatch.com, my website, which has my blog on it, where you can find things that I've written, and you can also comment on those things. But I don't really look at those comments anymore, because I've been getting just waves of spam, and just haven't had time to sit down and wade through all that all yet. So your best bet, I would say, your best bet in getting in touch with me would be that first thing I said, the Gmail address. Write me a Gmail and let me know what you think of what's going on, whether it's the writing or the talking on the radio or anything that I've been engaged in recently or a long time ago. I'd love to hear from you, so please do that. In the meantime, I was trying to think of something to say for this 30 minutes, which is basically what I do, if you haven't heard the show before. I have no great plan. I tried to do that at the beginning of the show. It didn't seem to work very well. I always end up abandoning the plan within the first 2 or 3 minutes of the show. I'm just talking about whatever was on my mind anyway. And what's been on my mind recently, more and more so anyway, is just sort of the personal trials and tribulations. And I worry about that because I wonder if that's something that you guys even want to hear about. You know, I've tried to make the shows more topical. It's something that maybe everybody could get in on, and this all sort of moping around stuff that I've been doing recently. I mean, it's very reflective of my real life and what's going on. I just don't know that if it's too terribly entertaining for you guys. So maybe that's something else you could write me about too. No, we like hearing about the personal stuff, or no, we don't like hearing about the personal stuff. And then the vote will be 50-50, and I'll just have to decide for myself anyway. Or, like the people who run our country, I'll just ignore what you say and do what I want to do in the first place. Okay, that's one thing I'm working on. I'm trying not to laugh at my own statements because it's... Well, I guess it is kind of rude in a way, but also it doesn't sound very good over the radio. A professional. You don't laugh at what you say yourself. I learned that in my early days, my early media training as a child was listening to, what was his name? He was a ventriloquist. His ventriloquist doll was Danny O'Day, and he did the Nestle chocolate commercial, Nestle's hot chocolate commercial. And as I'm saying this, I'm trying to remember his name, and I'm still not remembering it. But anyway, I have this album that was him teaching you how to be a comedian. And one of the rules was you never laugh at your own lines. So I have to learn not to do that. So you can call me, or not call me, you're not going to call me. You can write me on my Gmail account and remind me, Mudto, don't laugh at your own lines. It's a bad thing to do. Bad thing, bad, bad, bad. But what I was trying to lead into there and got myself sidetracked was something I did recently on my personal Facebook, Mudto Sasquatch is my Mudto Sasquatch Facebook. I also have another page under my birth name. And I've been finding myself getting drawn into a lot of sort of political arguments with Facebook, quote, friends, unquote, who are mostly people. I think I've got about, if I really had to look, there's maybe 50 people on my Facebook friends list that are people I actually know and are sort of in some way connected to my inner circle or my outer circle or whatever. It's people I actually, you know, have looked at and spoken to. Maybe 50 on my friends list. And the rest of it are all sort of tangential acquaintances, which I'm quite sure most of you have that same experience. I find myself getting drawn into these political arguments with them, and it just cost a lot of energy. And so this week I declared that I am no longer going to make political posts on Facebook. And I accept your applause for that. I still have political ideas. And some of my friends chastised me for stepping back and leaving the field to knaves and fools. But the thing is, you know, a logical argument isn't going to convince a knave or a fool anyway. And as a former employer of mine used to say, this kind of argument is like getting into the mud with a pig, and pigs like mud. So it's not clear thinking and logic is not something that flies well in a political argument, at least not people who are inclined to argue politically. They've selected a point of view, and you're just not going to get away from that. So I'm saving my effort for more valuable things, I guess, but no more political arguments on Facebook. That doesn't mean I won't touch on politics in my blogs. And I had one post earlier that was, I guess, maybe could be construed as political. I don't even remember what the content was now. It was something I almost said retweeted. It's something that I shared, a picture that I shared. it had some kind of political content. And I thought my original excuse would be, well, you know, I didn't post it myself, it was somebody else's. But no, that doesn't fly, because I, by sharing it, I created a new post. I just said it's not political, it's sociological. So I minced words, but I, hopefully my friends will forgive me for that. So politics, again, I'm not swearing off of politics. I have plenty of political ideas. I'm just not going to get into these pointless arguments with, you know, people who aren't going to, you know, I'm not going to shift their ideas and they're not going to shift mine, so what's the point? I will find more productive ways to apply my energy and let the light so shine, as someone once said. So, what else is going on with me? I'm mostly same old, same old. I work, I think I described this before, I have a day job where I'm working Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I get four shifts in those 3 days. And then I work every other Sunday, one shift. And that's, right now, just barely enough to pay my bills. And it won't remain that way because I have new bills coming online. So that's a source of worry for me. How am I going to continue to take care of myself as I see this, you know, this job, if this job is stretching out into infinity, barely covers the bills now, you know what's going to happen, and it's just not, it's not a good situation. And yet, I can't recall whether I talked about this in the last show or not, I don't think I did. I had a conversation with some of the higher-ups at the company where I'm working, and they were very encouraging to me. And I don't know how much weight to put on that, but they did seem to think I was someone valuable that they wanted to keep around. We talked about certain adjustments we might make to my schedule that might make it more easy and more palatable for me. Palatable is not the right word there, but anyway, that well, if it's the four shifts in 3 days, I have a double that I do, and it's really wearing on me. Even the Friday after, you know, I had to get up early this morning. Actually, I didn't really have to. I was mistaken about the time of my appointment. But I got up after having been at work, worked up to like 34 hours in a 3 day period. I think that's right. I may have to go back and check and make sure I calculated that right. Then after that, you know, I go home and I'm used to being able to sleep, you know, all that I need to on Fridays, but I had this appointment this afternoon, and I had to get up early for it. Not early, early, but I get up at 8 o'clock. I had to get up before my body was ready to get up. And then I got to the place, and the appointment wasn't until 1 in the afternoon. So I just kind of pivoted around for downtown for a few hours, which isn't bad to do at all. I like walking around downtown, going to the shops and stuff like that. Couldn't really buy anything, but it was nice to look around. It's a large area down there called the North Market. It's a big building, I think it's always been a market building. It was built in the 1850s as a downtown produce and food market. And that's what it still is, you know, 170 years later, and I kind of hung out there for a while. That was neat. And then I finally got to my appointment, it was a therapy appointment. It was done by 2. I came home, and my choice was, do I want to get a nap? Or I just head back to Mom and Dad's, and I decided to head back to Mom and Dad's, and I think that was a mistake. But I'm really feeling the lack of the nap right now. And my window in my car is still stuck, and it's supposed to start snowing tomorrow morning, and I think that means that my car is going to end up full of snow, because I don't think I'm going to wake up early enough to get out there and then put plastic up or anything. Although I spoke to my brother just a few minutes before we went on the air here, and he said that my father is in possession of tarps and bungee cords, and that this might save me if we can get to him early enough. Although why my father didn't mention that, because he's usually pretty good about that. If he has an idea of how something can be done or done better, he generally lets me know. So why? I mean, he knows that the window is stuck because he made the appointment for me to get it unstuck on Monday. That's dad's old car, and we always take it to his old repairman, his old car maintenance dude, because he seems to have, he's sort of the car whisperer when it comes to my 20-year-old Buick. He can make it, respond when other people seem to have trouble doing it. But anyway, that happens on Monday. So I'm here. I'm here at my parents' house for the weekend. I probably won't be here for Thanksgiving, unfortunately, because I'm scheduled to work. The only reason I would be here is if all the guys at the group home where I work go home for Thanksgiving, in which case they won't need me, and in which case I won't get paid, which is terrible. But the point being is, in all likelihood, I'm going to be missing Thanksgiving at home for the first time in a while. Which, again, is kind of a bummer, but then it's also nice to be working and to be getting paid. So, what else can I tell you? I did get in contact. Again, I need to start taking notes on the show because I can't remember whether I actually talked about this in the last show or not, so I have to go through it again one way or the other. At my friend Eric Nutter's event, his Monday beginning of the month event, where we do the word, that new age word that I can never remember every time I tell this story, manifesting. You do some manifesting, and the people in the room sit around you, and they send you positive energy, and there's crystals, and it's a neat thing. I went to that a couple of weeks back, and there was a lady there who has a number of different connections in new agey energy business stuff, and one of the things she does is that she is a talent agent. So I did, after much sort of thinking, and I should send her something, because we talked for a while after the meeting, and she seemed intrigued by some of the, you know, I was talking about the writing, and she seemed intrigued by some of the things I was talking about. She gave me her card, and I kept thinking, well, I should send her something. I'm trying to put together half of me. No, don't send her anything. It's just useless. It's like she's going to say it, see it, and laugh or something. So I did. So you give me my just due here. I laughed. Stop laughing. I sent her something. I did send her something a couple of days ago, and she asked. She said she would look at it over the weekend. So we'll see. I mean, at the very least, you know, I'd like to have somebody. It got me to thinking, what is it that I would want from an agent. And I think it's mostly some things that I have talked about in the past, you know, somebody to bounce ideas off of, someone who could winnow down the universe of possibilities for me. I guess one thing that holds me back is just this idea, well, which way I go? Am I going to pick the wrong way to publish something that's going to screw me up forever? So, you know, someone more experienced to help me navigate that. And, finally, just someone to be sort of a professional confidant. You know, that is this direction? You know, this is the direction I'm thinking of going. I don't know why I said erection. Was this a direction? I think, you know, I'm thinking of going. And is this best? I guess that's sort of the same as the first thing. Well, maybe not. But I'm hoping. But then, you know, it's a matter of being evaluated again. It's not, I'm always uncomfortable with being evaluated, even though I generally do pretty well. The idea, I don't like rejection. Who does? Why is my computer didn't go to the? My computer didn't go to the screensaver it's supposed to. Like a little bit of adult ADHD going there. I just distracted by my computer over there. The screensaver didn't come on. And it worked fine in preview mode. So that's the thing. It's a lying computer. It worked in preview mode, but it didn't work in this one. Anyway, sitting here in the living room, this is away from the two bedrooms where my parents are asleep. Got the big screen TV on. And it's about the only technological thing my father ever thought about buying was that big screen TV, and he finally bought one. HDTV, I guess, as he calls it, big screen TV. I guess that's actually outdated technology, you know, sort of the projection mirrors and all that. Oh, they had one of those at the Moose Lodge when I was living in East Palestine, Ohio. and I lived next door to the Moose Lodge, and they were my landlord. And they had this just amazing old-school projection TV with mirrors in it. I just loved it. But anyway, I'm sitting here watching my dad's HDTV, and the L.A. Lakers are on the TV, and it's very nostalgic because that's the way I used to spend a lot of my Friday nights as a teenager. We'd have basketball, NBA basketball on CBS at 11:30 on Friday nights, and it was always the Lakers. It's pretty much always the Lakers. Given who else was on 11:30 at night, you know, started at 8:30 up there on the left coast. It'd be the Lakers against somebody. I know the Sunday game was always either the Sunday afternoon, you had either it was always Celtics Sixers or Celtics Lakers or Lakers Sixers. You know, you wouldn't have known there was anybody else who played professional basketball except those teams. If they wanted to have a double header, they got to start to get ambitious and wanted to have two games on. They would have probably the Celtics playing the Sixers and then the Lakers playing somebody from out west, Seattle or Portland or somebody of that ilk. Occasionally the Knicks would sneak their way in there somehow. It's certainly not the way it is now. You have access to every possible game, but to say it's nostalgic, I got the Lakers, they're not on CBS, they're on ESPN. But I think that's where they're at. It's, I don't know. Man, am I tired. It is really starting to hit me now. I've been working in this job for almost 4 months now, and I am not adjusting to it physically. I'm not adjusting to being up all night, two nights a week. This is my four-day weekend. I don't work at all Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. This weekend, every other weekend, I would work on a Sunday. But I don't start feeling normal. You know, I start off on this four-day weekend, and I don't start feeling normal again until Monday. And, you know, I'm not eating well. It's not a good deal, and I'm stuck on the horns of a dilemma. Because I'm actually, for the first time, really in 6 years, 7 years, first time since I had my full-time teaching job, I am able to, at least at the moment, pay for everything. That's not quite true, because my parents still pay for my car repairs. But, you know, the big thing is, you know, the rent and all my utilities, I'm making all those payments on my own, and it's this job that makes it possible for me to do that. And, you know, how can I walk away from that? Not saying that I would. I'm saying that a better opportunity is needed. Now, do I attempt to manifest that again? I mean, the way that I manifested that job last year that only lasted for 3 weeks, or the way that I manifested this particular job that I have now that pays my bills, but that's it, and really doesn't have much of a future going forward. When things like this happen, I begin to doubt, you know, my own ability to make proper choices, to make the choices that are most advantageous to me, because it's what I did with this job, is what I've done with every other major decision I've made in my life. You know, the first thing anybody put in front of me, I took it. And in most cases, at least in long term, it didn't work out great for me. And I'm not able to make those kind of choices. I can't seem to levy my intellect in that direction. When something is offered to me, I feel sort of compelled. Well, they were nice enough to offer it to me, I need to take it. And I don't think about whether the situation is something that's going to be advantageous for me. So I just, you know, can keep walking along and to say, you know, I, once again, here I am, not doing what I really want to do. And not showing the willingness to make the more desirable outcome a reality. And I'm not liking myself in that connection. I need to do better. And I guess I'm doing this and thing where I'm just and. What am I trying to say? What am I trying to get to? What am I reasoning towards? I think if this writing thing is ever going to happen, I have to make the move now. There's no compelling reason to wait. So I'm proud of myself for having contacted this talent agent. Hopefully something will come of it. At the same time, whether it works out with that person or not, I need to do my part in this. It doesn't matter who, how brilliant whatever person I'm involved with is. They could be doing anything for me if they don't have writing of mine to peddle. I've got to get into the content generating business one way or the other. I've sort of allowed myself to be comfortable and confident in writing for my blog every week, but that's not really getting me anywhere because not that many people see my blog. Certainly not generating any revenue for me. So I can't just sit back and be satisfied with contributing to my blog every week. More has to come from me. I'd expect that someone is going to want to represent me if I'm not willing to give them something to represent, if I'm not willing to give them something to take with them and show what it is I'm made of, show what it is that I can produce. And that decision, too. She asked me to send a sample of my writing, a few paragraphs, she said. She asked me to send sort of a life resume. She said the word resume, and it could just be sort of a narrative of my life, and I put it in the form of a resume, just to what my education was, things that I've done of that nature, and that's really was the longest of the three things. And the other one was just a quick explanation of why I write and what it is that I like about writing. And this is the first time I've really gotten sort of honest with someone outside of my inner circle about, you know, what I believe to be the spiritual nature of my writing, that this is a calling. Most people I just who aren't in my inner circle of friends, I generally just sort of soft pedal that. I just say something like, well, you know, I have a fighting writing is fun. I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. You know, it's about to. He's one of my favorites. This actually is true. I like this one that I said. All these stories have been around forever. You know, I think it's time that they paid their share of the rent. So we got to get them out on the page and make sure that that's what they do. Okay, I've gotten my time warning here. Our time is running out. It's been another Mud Toe Whines About His Life show. I apologize about that. Did I whine? I don't think I whined, actually. I think I presented facts about what's going on. And I don't know if that's what you're interested in or not. So, again, please tell me, mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. Write and tell me what it is you think about what I'm talking about, what you'd like to hear me talk about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now, my friends, I'm going to bed. Thank you for listening to the show. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.